batted and controlled by Porter. Offensive rebounds continuing to be a problem area for this Bucks team. Toronto has had more than a few over the course of this game. Bucks attack on Gary Trent Jr. He works it out to Barnes. Barnes three ball rattles through, and finally Toronto gets a three-pointer to drop, and second chance points are a backbreaker. Late in the quarter, a big three there from Barnes to stretch that lead back to 16. That was a big shot for this Toronto team. All right, going to the fourth quarter. Bucks have signs of life, but they have a lot of work to do. Toronto 95, Milwaukee 79. You're locked in to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more, or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then, order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents. Letter 2023.
About ready to start things here in quarter number four. Bucks find themselves down by 16. Before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Raptors with the basketball, seeing some full court pressure. They had to work it around it for a bit, take off a little time as they get it into the front court with about 17 to shoot. As it's Malachi Flynn slinging a pass into the corner. Ronald Porter Jr. has it, defended by Bobby Portis. Picks up his dribble before he sends to Ananobi. Ananobi has yet to miss from the floor tonight. He's defended tightly. He's going to turn it over. Bobby Portis came on the backside for the help on defense. He picks his pocket, and now he's going to potentially lose it on the other side. He does. Flynn comes away with it, saves it from going out of bounds. They work it up to Ananobi. And now on the handoff, Gary Trent Jr. comes flying in to lay it off the glass to put Toronto ahead by 18. Wow. Again, we say it, one step forward, two steps back. That's been the story of the night for Milwaukee. Giannis, left of the lane, goes laterally. Looked like a flop from Ananobi. Let's see what the call is here. They're going to get Ananobi with the foul. So Giannis, that is going to be the fifth foul, too, on Ananobi. So Ananobi is a perfect 7 of 7 shooting the ball. But he gets called for the foul there, and we have yet to see the flop call yet. It didn't look like a lot of contact, but there was some. And obviously he got called for the foul anyway, so it becomes a moot point. Giannis steps to the line for two shots. On to Dekumpo tonight, 5 of 7 from the line. He's got 13 points to go with 4 rebounds in his 25 minutes. His free throw is no good. Well, Milwaukee's down by 18. They cut that deficit to as close as 13. Had a chance to get even closer than that. But for a turnover and a three going the other way, and that's all the Raptors needed to start pushing momentum in their direction again. Siakam comes in to replace Ananobi. The lineup for the Bucks goes Portis, Connaughton, Giannis, Lillard, and Campaign. As Giannis studies the rim, he only has 13 points tonight, coming off of that 33-point showing last time out. Knocks down the second free throw. Lillard just with 12. They have collectively hit 7 of their 17 shots combined. Barnes drives down low, works it to Siakam, now to Porter. Porter leans back and fires a three but can't hit, but another offensive rebound. Going to set up a three for Siakam, and he drills it. Wouldn't you know it? Turns out defensive rebounding is rather important. The Raptors have now scored 19 points on second chance points this evening off of 13 offensive rebounds. Giannis spins the other way. A little floater up close between the defense of Porter and Barnes, and he gets it to drop. Back to a 20-point game on that shot, but boy, or make it an 18-point game on that shot after they'd opened it up to a 20-point lead just moments ago. And now here's Gary Trent Jr. through a forest of defenders, couldn't finish inside. Rebound pulled in underneath by Connaughton as the shot did not draw iron. Giannis takes the feed going the other way. He's on the near wing left, dribbles behind his back. He's working on the defense underneath, trying to send a bounce pass inside to Connaughton, but he couldn't control it. It's going to be picked up by Porter. He feeds to Flynn. Flynn outlet pass ahead to Siakam, and the Bucks' transition defense is abused again. Two-hand dunk for Pascal Siakam, and for the Raptors, 23 fast break points. If you're scoring at home, that would be 23-3 in favor of the Raptors. Step back three on the way. Dame Lillard rattles one through. His first long one of the night. He's got 15, and it's good to see that ball go through for Dame, who we mentioned shooting under 30% prior to that shot from distance this season. Flynn's going to hand it off to Barnes. Scotty Barnes at the top of the arc, defended by Giannis with a right-hand dribble, crossing over. Takes it in on him and lays it in with a finger roll. Defense has struggled tonight. Another opponent and over 50% shooting against the Bucks here tonight. Here's Giannis the other way. Takes it down low, left of the lane. He's defended by Barnes. Just bulldozing into him again. He lost the basketball going up. Knocked away and picked up in the corner by Barnes. He sends ahead to Flynn. Malachi Flynn races off. Gets around the defense from Lillard and sends to the corner. And there's another three ball for the Raptors. Siakam knocks it down. Timeout Bucks. And Milwaukee finds themselves reaching for the smelling salts again. 107-85. Toronto out in front by 22 as they continue to take it to the Bucks. They're on a 15-6 run when we come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, time to highlight things going into this fourth quarter here. Quarter four of 2023, people should be focusing on insurance plans for next year. Network Health can help. Network Health makes health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. In this fourth quarter, the Raptors have rediscovered their offensive swagger. They've hit five of their seven shots, two of their three threes, and they have stretched it back out. But the Bucks answer with a three-pointer from Malik Beasley out of that last timeout. His fifth, a season high for Malik, as he knocks down another Michelob Ultra three from the side. Milwaukee in this quarter now 3 of 4 from the floor, 2 of 2 from distance. So needing that three ball desperately now, but not wanting to see it go down on the other side as Pascal Siakam drills another one. He's got five himself. Pascal Siakam, 5 of 7 from long range. He has 26 points now and breaks out of what has been a little bit of a mini funk for him. Mentioned he didn't have big games against the Bucks a year ago. Tonight he has. Crowder hands to Lopez, who got fouled from behind. Pascal Siakam came into this game tonight averaging 16 points a game, shooting 29% from three, just 6 of 21. But really all the Raptors were struggling from three-point range coming into this game. They had shot just 33% as a team. But tonight they have discovered their outside shot. And Siakam is a big part of the reason why. He and Scottie Barnes have hit 9 of their 13 three-pointers tonight. Bucks with a basketball after the timeout, or after that foul. Here's a pass near wing. Beasley, though, has the answer. He says, anything you can do, I can do better. Malik Beasley, 6 three-pointers now for the Bucks. Back-to-back threes, and Milwaukee trails 110-91. It's going to take a lot, though, with 7:43 to go for Milwaukee. They're going to have to get stops. I mean, that's just the bottom line, and that has been the hardest thing for the Bucks early this season. They have allowed two of their first three opponents to shoot over 50%, and it looks like it's about to be a third in four games as another three-pointer from Schroeder. He was left alone, they'll say, actually just inside the arc as he connects from outside. Brook Lopez trying to answer with a three. He misses from the right wing. Brook's shot has not worked for him tonight. He's 1 of 7 and 0 of 4 from three. Siakam the other direction into the front court. Passes out to Schroeder. Schroeder fires up another three and drills it. Look out below. Here come the high-flying Raptors, an offense that could not score in the half court. We mentioned it. Per 100 possessions, they were dead last in the league coming into this game in the half court. Been a different story tonight. Here's Brook Lopez. He hits the shot with a foul. Are they going to wave off the shot? They have not given continuation for the Bucks all night long. They're going to say out of bounds on the far side. Pirtle gets called for the foul. His fourth. And the inbound pass coming now from Jay Crowder. He gets it to Lopez. Now to Lillard. Lillard driving inside. Passes out right wing. A head fake, and now the three-pointer on the way. Crowder gets fouled as he let that one go late. Late foul there for Dennis Schroeder, and it's going to send Jay Crowder to the line for three shots. Season high, 115 points tonight for the Raptors, who only put up 91 on Monday night against the Blazers in a hapless night. All right. Oh, they were checking. I don't know what he was checking for. Josh Tyven's going to the monitor. We missed that announcement, but to see if it was a three-point shot, presumably. So it's going to be Crowder at the line, we believe, but they are looking at something right now on the monitor to determine, I presume, whether it was a three-point shot or not. Milwaukee finds itself trailing 115-91. We're brought to you in part by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details.
There is foot contact. Crowder's foot hit the back of Schroeder's heel. However, it's not a reckless closeout by Schroeder, so it's just a common foul, three-shot foul.
Okay. They were trying to decide whether it was going to be a flagrant or common, and they say it gave him a reasonable chance to land, but you can visit pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. So three shots on the way. Crowder will have to settle for three. Mentioned on Friday night, the inaugural in-season tournament tipping off. Culminates with that championship on Saturday, December 9th. You can get all the details on that by visiting Bucks.com/IST. Be a part of history coming up as the Bucks host the Knicks coming up Friday for their first tournament game. Score your tickets at Bucks.com/single. First free throw is off the mark for Crowder. Jay Crowder tonight, 8 points. He's hit a pair of three-pointers. He hits the second free throw here. Crowder had only attempted two free throws prior to these three here on this set. Lillard checks out. Connaughton checks out. Back into the game comes Marjon Beauchamp, who's coming back after missing the last game with an illness. Marjon, his first two games, was very effective as he misses the third free throw. So Crowder goes just 1 for 3. In the second half, the Bucks haven't been nearly as efficient at the line. Mentioned the fact they were 15 of 18 in the first half. In the second half, they've had a lot of shots, but they've missed a lot more. Here's a three-point try. Siakam finally misses one, and the rebound picked up by Payne. 6:23 to go now, and ball knocked out of bounds in transition. Payne was trying to work it ahead to Beauchamp. Here comes Andre Jackson for the first time. The rookie out of UConn will come into the mix. Inbound pass coming for Beauchamp. I was talking about Beauchamp's shooting efficiency. He had hit 5 of his 8 shots, 2 of his 3 three-pointers in the first two games. Tonight he's missed both of his shots. Both were three-pointers. Anunoby going to check in, replacing Otto Porter Jr., who's seen significant playing time here tonight. Had not been a real factor. He's been dealing with the injury stuff over the last year since he joined Toronto, coming from Golden State. Here's Lopez putting up a tough shot. Missed it. Boy, he is just out of sorts on both ends, it just seems, here tonight. Brook has really struggled, and you can just kind of almost see it in his body language. The confidence is waning. Schroeder's got it top of the arc. He's defended by Payne. Passes to Grady Dick. He'll give it now over to Pascal Siakam. Siakam drives in, hands the ball off late to Poeltl, and Poeltl going to maneuver his way through the interior of that defense and lay it in up close. Been a lot of that tonight. Raptors scoring inside and out. Cross-court pass. Jackson finds Beauchamp for an open three, but he missed it from the corner. 117-92. We're inside of 6 minutes to go now. A Raptors team that has not trailed at any point, led by as many as 27 before the Bucks cut it down to a 13-point game in the third quarter. Campaign pokes the ball away from Anunoby, but couldn't get it. Mentioned those young guys earlier, and would we see them tonight? Well, it looks like we're about to. Chris Livingston is going to check in for his first NBA appearance along with A.J. Green for the Bucks. Lopez going to check out. Malik Beasley also checking out. And I think we just had a technical call against the Bucks. And it's going to send the Raptors to the line as Anunoby misses the free throw. It was a delay of game against the Bucks that set up that free throw attempt right there for Toronto. So looking to send it in, Dennis Schroeder will send it on the near side. He gets it to Poeltl. Poeltl gets it back to Schroeder. Schroeder on the near wing, dribbling behind his back, picked up on the defense. Good play by Beauchamp, poking it free. Now Schroeder gets around him, inside of him, as he'll work it to the left wing. Three-pointer on the way, but before it was, there was a whistle and a three-second call, I think, going against Poeltl. Or just a foul. That was a three-second call. So wave off the three. The three-pointer went in, but Poeltl gets called for a three-second call before that. And with that three-pointer, they'll wave it off. It would have put OG Anunoby into fourth place all time for the Raptors. They'll have to wait a little longer. The way this going, game's going, he might only have to wait about 20 seconds. Here comes A.J. Green. Anunoby, again, has not missed a shot tonight, and he didn't miss that last one either. Not for the three-second call. Nice maneuver inside for Campaign, who flips it up late in the shot clock and gets it to drop inside. Raptors go the other way. They lead 117-92. Aggressive perimeter defense coming from the Bucks. Poeltl works it to the corner. Grady Dick launches a three, missed it too strong, and a long rebound tracked down by Schroeder. Yet another offensive board for the Raptors. They've had 14 of them tonight, and so far they've led to 19 points, make it 21 as he goes right past Chris Livingston for an easy layup. Dennis Schroeder with 24 points now. He has been a real terror for the Bucks in this second half. He did not score in the first half. Or I should say in the first quarter. He only had 6 points in the first half, but here in the second half, he has scored 18. Timeout used by Toronto here late. And with that, Raptors call their guys over, and we will take a timeout with them. 4:18 to go here. We're in the fourth quarter. Been a tough night for the Bucks. Have not led at any point in this one. They are staring their second loss right in the eyes. We'll come back, talk more about that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at freighter.com/second opinion.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Tough one tonight. Second time in the last three games the Bucks have been on the wrong side of a lopsided affair, this time in their first road game of the season, 119-94 against the Toronto Raptors, a Raptors group that has given the Bucks troubles in the past. They have won six of the last nine between these teams. That's including the Bucks winning three a year ago. Here's a steal out of the timeout. Payne was driving, had the ball knocked away, taken by Malachi Flynn. Flynn's into the front court for a Raptors team that's seeking out its second win of the season themselves. Ball knocked away by Andre Jackson. He picks his pocket. He's going to take off and punish the rim. He goes flying to the rack. Sends it down. That is the first field goal in the NBA career of Andre Jackson. And what a way to make his mark on the rim. Andre Jackson. He has ready-made NBA athleticism. He's working on the shot, but man, when you can jump like that, shooting's overrated. That was some kind of hops, and he's got the quick hands to make the steal in the process, but perhaps a little bit of a sign of things to come down the road for that young man. Payne checks out, Thanasis checks in, so here's the lineup for the Bucks: Livingston, Beauchamp, Thanasis, A.J. Green, and Andre Jackson for the Bucks. Malachi Flynn sends it inside to Beauchamp on the handoff. There's another rookie throwing it down. Grady Dick takes flight and stuffs it in. I will say Andre Jackson was a little bit more convincing. He'll pass to the corner. And there's the first shot that goes down for another rookie as Livingston hits his first NBA field goal. A three-pointer in the corner. So back-to-back, Andre Jackson and Chris Livingston coming up with their first career points as NBA players. not the setting maybe they wanted to do it. On the other side of things, Porter knocks down a three for Toronto, and boy, the Raptors just showing no mercy here in his fourth quarter. They have really ratcheted things up again after they did not shoot the ball particularly well in the third. They're back to their old ways in the fourth. Pass inside, A.J. Green going to flip it up and in. So those young guys out there right now going against a Raptors team that's still got some veterans out there. Chris Boucher along with, here's Malachi Flynn. He had the ball knocked away by Jackson, but Jackson's going to get called for the foul. But for the Raptors, they have all bench players, but it's one rookie in Grady Dick, Gary Trent Jr., a guy that started a good chunk of a season ago, Malachi Flynn, Chris Boucher, and Otto Porter Jr., who's been around the block in this league. And now Trent's going to check out as Garrett Temple comes in for the first time tonight for the Raptors. So for Toronto, looks like they're going to hold on in this one here late, which is 2:38 to play, and in control is Malachi Flynn, flips one up and in from inside the paint there. And the Raptors continue to extend on the lead. It's 126-101 now. Jackson feeds the right wing. A catch and shoot three for Marjon Beauchamp, and he drills it. So Beauchamp's first field goal. He, Jackson, and Livingston have now managed to touch in on the scoreboard since they've come out here late in this one. Malachi Flynn works at left wing. Otto Porter Jr. will hand the basketball off to Temple. Temple trying to turn the corner on Green. Puts the shot up. No good. In this fourth quarter, the Raptors have connected on 13 of their 17 shots. The Bucks have hit 8 of 12. But one of the real problems has been rebounding all night long, and that continues in this quarter. 8-4 in favor of the Raptors, and the second chance points just continue to pile up. Free throw from Temple is up and good. He's got another one coming. Garrett Temple's been around the block as well for this team. So with 2:03 remaining in this fourth quarter, the Raptors have this one pretty much earmarked. Second free throw is good. And with 2 minutes to go, Marjon Beauchamp's got it on the other side. Tries to attack inside on Porter. He flips the shot up, but no good. He was fouled. So Beauchamp's going to step to the free throw line. He'll have a couple shots staring at him here. And right now we're talking about stat padding. Of course, the Bucks we mentioned, we've got an interesting schedule ahead of them. I think every game you're going to take nothing for granted the rest of the way at this point, based on the way this last couple games have gone. Beauchamp hits the first free throw after getting your doors essentially blown off by the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday, and now suffering a similar fate tonight in Toronto. You better be ready for everybody you see the rest of the way. Toronto's got it on the other side of things now after Beauchamp made a pair. Malachi Flynn, he's got it, dribbling, crossing over on Chris Livingston. Going to lob it up top. It didn't get where he was trying to send it, but it ends up in Porter's hands. He's going to Otto Porter Jr.'s hands, and he's going to kick it out. Boucher missed the shot. And now Milwaukee takes off the other way. A.J. Green handing to Livingston. He takes it into the paint, flips it up with the right hand, and connects. So Milwaukee continue to add points. Chris Livingston, second field goal of the night. He's got 5 points now. Here's a bounce pass inside. Boucher trying to drop the hammer underneath. He got fouled by Andre Jackson, who wasn't having any part of staying away from that potential, we'll say, collision course at the top of the flight pattern with Boucher. So that'll send Chris Boucher to the line. His free throw is good. Chris Boucher, last year, 9.5 points a game for the second consecutive year. He's only missed 6 games in the last 2 seasons he's played. And his next free throw is good. So Milwaukee going the other way. We are just inching our way to the finish line of this one. A.J. Green with a head fake. He's got it on the left wing. Inside of a minute to go, Chris Livingston whips it out top to Beauchamp. Beauchamp crossing over. He launches up the three, and he splashes it through. Again, we've seen this a couple times this season when these youngsters come on, preseason or regular season, and they show that they've got some potential. They've made some plays late. Of course, it's not against the regulars here late, but it is showing some glimpses of hope about the next rendition of this Bucks team. As the shot missed, it's a nice feed ahead from Jackson ahead to Thanasis. He missed it. 26 seconds to go now in the fourth quarter of this one, and the Raptors, with about 4 seconds, make it 5 seconds separating game clock from shot clock, are just going to dribble this one to the finish line. They'll take the shot clock violation here. And two guys that worked together in the past in their first years as head coach come over and embrace one another as Adrian Griffin hugging Darko Rajakovic. This was not the homecoming that Adrian Griffin was hoping for. Suffice it to say, the inbound pass will go to Chris Livingston, and the Bucks will dribble this one to the end. Final horn sounds, and Toronto takes a sledgehammer to the Bucks tonight. They led by as many as 27. They end up winning 130-111. As Milwaukee falls to 2-2, the Raptors pick up their second win. They are now 2-3 on the season. We'll step aside, come back with more in a moment. Again, a tough night at the office for the Bucks. It is going to be a learning curve for this group of Bucks in a new system with some new faces. We'll talk more about it when we come back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Concordia. RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Right to your inbox.
Well, some days you get out of bed and you realize it just ain't your day. That started about 3 minutes into the first quarter of this one tonight. Milwaukee never led in this one. 130-111, they lose to the Toronto Raptors, who controlled this one from jump. Reminder, this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcasted, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We're presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shopjockey.com. by Go Rideway. Make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Not a lot of enjoyment tonight in this one for Bucks fans as Milwaukee drops its second game in three outings by a sizable margin. This one was probably not even as close as the final scoreboard indicated. A 19-point loss, a game that saw Milwaukee trail by as many as 27, but we're trailing by about 20 or more for much of this contest here tonight. We'll talk more about it with Justin Garcia, that and a post-game reaction from the head coach. We'll hear from Adrian Griffin as well at the podium following his less-than-desirable homecoming return here tonight to Toronto. We'll step aside. More to come after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
NBAStore.com, the official online store of the NBA and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NBA fan gear. With unique designs by Fanatics, Nike, and all the latest styles for every NBA team, plus one-of-a-kind products and authentic collectibles. Shop now and get today's special offer. NBAStore.com, a Fanatics experience.
The holidays start here at Pick and Save with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. No matter how you shop, Pick and Save has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
.130 to .111, our final score. It goes to the Toronto Raptors tonight, a wire-to-wire win. And now both losses that the Bucks have suffered this season, they have never had the lead in. They never led in. A 19-point loss in Toronto for their first road game of the season. And with some final thoughts on this one, joined once again by Dave Kane out in Toronto. And Dave, in many ways, not identical, but a lot of this felt similar to what we saw against the Atlanta Hawks, where you just got off to that slow start. The shooting was a big issue early, and the opponent just got hot, and you could never catch up.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, when you're going to fall into holes, you better be able to get stops to make up that deficit. I don't care how much you get the offense ratcheted up again. If you're not stopping the other guys, it's just not going to happen. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to know that. But, like, you look at this thing, and I think that one of the concerns right now has got to be, you know, the Bucks just have not been able to reliably get stops. I think that becomes the issue. Three of your four games you've played, the opposition has shot better than 50%, including this one now at 56% tonight, against a Raptors offense that was previously really struggling. They were the lowest-scoring team in the NBA coming into this. They put up 130 points tonight. And, you know, their offensive rating was dead last in the league as well. So those two things together make this a little bit more of a difficult pill to swallow if you're the Bucks, and I think they're going to have to try to, you know, really go back to the drawing board a little bit and try to figure out, you know, what ails them. But the assignments have just – there's been too many easy looks both inside and out, and that's a tough problem when you're facing it that way. I mean, the Raptors, in addition to, you know, going 15 to 38 and from distance, and they – that was – they were better at times. They actually cooled off quite a bit. But really the bigger problem in this one was 66 points in the paint. They outscored the Bucks 66-40 in the paint. And here's another thing I'm going to add. The other concern, rebounding, 50-29, really dominant on the glass, including 15-7 on the offensive boards for a team that shot 56%. So that means there weren't that many misses. They got 15 of their 40 misses tonight on offensive rebounds and were able to turn that into 21 points, second-chance points tonight.
That's one of the big ones, is especially the offensive rebounds, because you can look at the raw rebounding numbers and say, well, it's no surprise the Raptors out-rebounded them when the Bucks missed more shots than the Raptors did. But 15 offensive rebounds, doubling up the Bucks in that category. And look, we had said there was going to be some growing pains. I don't know if we expected a wire-to-wire loss at the hands of the Toronto Raptors in a 19-point defeat here, but we knew it wasn't going to be easiness going forward, that this is a new scheme on both ends of the floor. You're learning 40% of your starting lineup is new. There's a lot of change. As you mentioned, John Horst said, this is the most change I have ever been through at this level, that it's going to take some time. So to think that after what we saw opening night, well, this is the Bucks going forward, and here comes a 60-win team. I don't think any of us expected that, but still, a lot of work to be done is, I think, the big takeaway from four games thus far.
You know, one thing that I find interesting, and look, I understand it's not against the starters that those young players are going against when they come in late in preseason games. It's a different animal. But they do seem a little more comfortable in this system at times than some of the veterans do. I don't know. And some of that is maybe, look, they've been around one system for a long time.
Breaking
together.
Habits. Yeah.
That's right. Breaking habits. Some of these young guys, this is maybe kind of what they're made for a little bit more, too. I think that we've said that this system could be very beneficial for a good, you know, athletic defender like an Andre Jackson, even a Chris Livingston, and a Marjon Beauchamp. Those guys have shined at times, and they've looked fairly comfortable out there when they have been together. Again, that's been late in games, mop-up time, so you take it with a grain of salt. But nonetheless, I think the challenge is, you know, a guy like Brook Lopez, who's now in his 16th season at 35 years old, he's having to learn again. That's not an easy thing to do for a guy at that point in his career. Now, if there's anyone that can do it, I got to think Brook is the guy, and it's not for a lack of basketball IQ or IQ of any sort for him. But, you know, again, it's skill sets. And, of course, some of that goes back to the head coach, Adrian Griffin's got to decide, how do I best utilize Brook Lopez? And they got to find that middle ground. It's a two-way street for everybody.
Yeah, and I think for Brook, it's probably the biggest learning curve because of how he had been utilized in the past and really rounded into a defensive player of the year caliber of player. And when you look at some of his numbers, it's a very, very small sample when we're talking about four games. But the interior defense for the Bucks, they're still allowing about the same number of field goal attempts at the rim. And you would assume with Brook Lopez and Giannis and 2 7-footers, you're going to protect the rim. But I think the issue we've seen is the opponent is scoring at the rim more, so they're getting easier shots there. Part of it is the defense. Part of it is still learning that.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of those breakdowns in there. I mean, it's been uncontested dunks and layups too often. I mean, Jakob Poeltl feasted early in this game. I mean, this is not a guy who was brought in here to become a prolific interior scorer for these guys. He's a defender. He's a big body. But he was averaging 8.8 points. He had about 8 points in 4 minutes of this game. So, you know, those are the things you got to rectify. You just see some missed assignments and that type of thing. I mean, I think that's just the reality. And we'll see what, you know, comes from here for this Bucks team that ultimately is going to have a little bit of soul-searching very early in the season because it's you know, to your point, you knew you weren't going to win them all, but you've now lost two of your last three rather handily. And I think, you know, that does come into play when you're trying to assess where things currently are. As Adrian Griffin has said a number of times, it's a snapshot of where we are. Where we are right now is not anywhere close to where they would like to be.
And now you come back home, and we get set for the in-season tournament, which comes to Milwaukee on Friday night with the Knicks in town. And we talk about all the new things and the wrinkles. That's another one where you have your group play against the New York Knicks. You would assume it brings some increased competition. If you go 4-0, you're guaranteed to advance. So we will get our first look at this in-season tournament Friday night when we come back home.
Yeah, it'll be a different experience, and I don't think you'd lack for motivation going into that game any way you cut it, but I think you may have a little bit more now.
You would certainly assume so. Dave, safe travels. We will see you Friday night in Milwaukee.
All right, sounds good, Justin.
We will hear from head coach Adrian Griffin momentarily here while we wait for Griff. We'll go through the rest of the numbers here. So the Bucks finished the game shooting 46% from the floor. They did get up to 38% on their three-point attempts, but yet another game where the opponent shoots better than 50% and essentially shoots 40% from three at 39.5%. 15 out of 38 were the Toronto Raptors tonight from three-point land. Dave mentioned the points in the paint discrepancy, 66 for the Raptors, 40 for the Bucks, and rebounding the other area to really take note of. 50 rebounds tonight for the Toronto Raptors in this game, and just 29 for the Bucks. So you do the math. Raptors pulled down 63% of the rebounds in this game. Not surprising they would have more when the Bucks shot at a lower percentage, but as we had pointed out, offensive rebounds. The Raptors were just the better team on the glass tonight. 15 offensive boards, which they translated into 21 second chance points. Bucks with just 7 offensive rebounds, and they turned those into 13 second chance points. So Raptors really winning all of these categories except for turnovers, 18 of them for Toronto, which the Bucks were able to score 17 points off of. Bucks turned it over just 12 times. That was a big issue against the Atlanta Hawks and especially late against the Miami Heat. Not the case today at just 12 and 10 points off of those for the Raptors. And as we mentioned, you get up to 38% shooting after the way you started this one. Certainly something you feel good about if you're the Bucks, but Toronto just started red hot. 5 of 12 from 3 in the opening quarter, and they finished 9 of 20 at halftime. So Toronto really catching fire in that first half, 6 of 18 in the second half, so down to 33% shooting across those final 24 minutes. But that margin just simply too much, and this one felt like quicksand early in the game. The Raptors just could not miss. It seemed like as soon as you blinked, the Raptors were up by double digits in this game and just kept pounding and adding to that lead. For Toronto, one other thing to point out, all 5 of their starters scored in double figures, and 3 of those 5 starters got up to 20 points or more. 26 points from Pascal Siakam, 24 points from Dennis Schroeder, who also had 11 assists. 9 of them came in the first half. 21 points and 12 rebounds for Scottie Barnes. He did everything as well. 8 of 16 from the floor. He hit 4 threes, had 5 assists and 2 blocks and a steal to go along with those 12 rebounds. Jakob Poeltl, 11 rebounds and 14 points, and then 16 points from OG Anunoby. So not only do all 5 starters score in double figures, 3 of the 5 starters record a double-double for the Toronto Raptors. Nobody off the bench scored in double figures. Their bench got up to 29 points, and the leader was Gary Trent Jr., who, when we talk about the Raptors being hot, he was the only guy that wasn't 0 of 5 from 3 in this game. But if you look at what Scottie Barnes and Pascal Siakam did, they hit 9 of 14 on threes. So you take them out of the mix, and the Raptors were 6 of 24. Add Dennis Schroeder, for that matter, and the Raptors were 4 of 20 on threes as that group, that trio, hit 11 of the Raptors' 15 three-pointers. For the Bucks, leading scorer tonight was Malik Beasley with 20 points, 2 rebounds for Beasley. He did hit 6 three-pointers, obviously the most he has canned so far this season. 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists from Giannis. 15 points from Dame Lillard on 4 of 9 shooting, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. That remains the constant for Dame, not only getting there, but hitting the free throws as well. And he handed out 6 assists. And Chris Middleton, another game up to 17 minutes that he played in this one. 11 points, 3 rebounds on 4 of 10 shooting for Chris. So 16 minutes in the season opener, 17 in the last 2 games where he had seen Chris play. Sunday against Miami, and now today, Monday against Miami, I beg your pardon, and now today against the Toronto Raptors. For the bench, 43 points for the Bucks, and Bobby Portis the leader with 10 points. 9 points from Jay Crowder. Bobby, by the way, 6 rebounds as well. 9 points from Jay Crowder. 8 points from Marjon Beauchamp as we got to see all the young players close this one out. Marjon Beauchamp, Andre Jackson Jr., Chris Livingston, A.J. Green, and Thanasis, your group of five to close this one out. Livingston with 5 points in his NBA debut. Also had a rebound. A.J. Green, 2 points. Came on a field goal. He had an assist in this one. And 2 points from Andre Jackson Jr. Also had 3 assists and a steal. And with that, with the numbers out of the way, let's head back to Toronto and hear from Adrian Griffin.
In the paint, as far as kick-out threes, you know, they were driving it, spraying around, just containing penetration, and then having, you know, just the discipline to sit down and guard and just you know, too many. I thought it was too many straight line drives in the paint, and they were just spraying around. And then we were closing short to all of their players tonight, and that's partly on us as a staff. So I take blame, you know, for that. Just got to do a better job of preparing them, you know, on a nightly basis.
Throughout this season, thus far, you guys have been really good on the defensive glass. That wasn't the case tonight. Just what you see getting up to those offensive rebounds.
Well, they, you know, the Raptors over the last few years, you know, they've always been one or two an offensive rebound, and they're built for that. It's something that we were expecting. We just didn't execute it. You know, this game comes down to fundamentals and boxing out, and we had them. I thought some momentum at times, but we failed to, you know, retrieve some of those long rebounds, and they gave them second chance opportunities, kind of stalled our comeback, if you will.
What was with the issues defensive rebounding? What was the thought process with going with Bobby a little more on Giannis? I guess a little smaller the court, off the court. Was that because you were down so big?
Well, we're just trying different combinations and trying to get something going. And I thought Bobby came in and gave us some really good minutes. And you're just trying different combinations, throwing a couple things against the wall and see if it works. And there were times where we had the momentum, just didn't finish off our defense possessions, so didn't allow us to get back in the game. But there was, I always have to go back and watch the film, but I think there was just a couple of those times where we had, good momentum, and then, the ball bounced over our head, or we didn't box out, and they made us pay every time. So this is good because you get to learn, and sometimes, getting embarrassed is good because you can focus. It forces you to focus on doing the right things consistently. And this is what this league is about. You know, you can, every team is good, and especially when you're on the road, you have to execute at a high level and tip your hats off to them. They play extremely hard, and we just have to learn from it.
Malik, what did you see them do against Giannis? I know OG had a lot to do with that, but what did you see to keep him from sort of establishing any sort of rhythm?
I thought Giannis was great. You can't stop him one-on-one. And, they were sending multiple bodies at him. We just got to continue to execute and make teams pay when they send multiple bodies and, concentrate on our spacing. But it's tough to score when, we kept taking the ball out every time. And we're not to get, Giannis, he thrives in the open floor, and we didn't give him the opportunity to do that because, our defense we couldn't get stops when we needed to. So, we had to walk it up or, take it out each time. So, but again, this is just a snapshot, and we just got to continue to work and get better, watch film tomorrow, find ways to get better.
Malik Beasley, he was a big part of that momentum shift. Can you talk to me about his performance tonight?
I think Malik's tonight was just a ball product when we did it the right way, when we moved the ball and executed. Shot wide open threes. And so, the challenge for us always is one, executing at a high level. Sometimes that's challenging when you have such good talent and special talent, and But you have to remember that it's always five men on offense, five men on defense, and you're going to get the team's best. They're going to play extremely hard. And so we have to cut harder. We got to run harder. We got to execute harder and better at a higher level. But again, this, I'd rather this happen at game number four where we can learn from it.
Was there anything you didn't like about the first 30 seconds from Brook that led you taking him out of the game specifically?
No, Chris was I thought Chris was done, but he wasn't. So when I found out he wasn't, I put Chris in and then tried to go small. That's all that was. Chris, Brook didn't do anything wrong, but I thought initially I thought Chris was done with his minutes, but he had a few more. So I wanted to throw him back in there.
Takeaways, some of those young bucks, they got their first NBA baskets tonight, like Dre, Chris Livingston. Can you talk to me a bit about, you know, their energy on the court and just the opportunities this game presented?
Yeah, they play extremely hard. And being a professional in this league, you control what you can control, and that's your attitude and your effort. And when you maximize those two things and play as hard as you can, good things happen. And that's just the way it is. You call it a basketball guys or whatever. But those two guys that come in, they play hard, they pick up full court. And I know it's limited minutes, but that's what you're supposed to do when you come into a game. And you give yourself a chance when you do that. So it's pleasant to see that they know this from a young age, and that'll carry them well. You know, there's all kind of ways to impact a game. It's not always on the scoring end. But I like what I see from them when they check in.
I think Dame ends the game with just nine shots. Is it something that, like, we've talked about him getting blitzed a lot, and maybe that'd be a bit of a surprise. Is there something you guys can do to get him more involved or get more shots?
Well, you just, to me, you have to just take what the defense gives you. You know, if they're going to put two, three people on him, just somebody's going to shoot open three. And when we did that, we got open shots. You know, Beasley was, you know, he knocked down a couple wide open because he's, you know, swing, open three. Sometimes you know, it may not be your night as far as shot attempts, but you know, find out different ways to be a playmaker and, you know, make the team pay for putting multiple bodies on Giannis and Dame. And I have to do better job with that. But it's still early, and those guys are doing the best they can, trying to figure out each other's strengths and play with each other. And they'll come with time. You know, again, it's been a small body of work. We got a long road in front of us, and it's all about the process, step by step. And tomorrow we get back to work and watch film, get on the court. And one thing I love about this team that they've shown that they can, you know, take a punch and get back up and continue to learn and grow. So, you know, nobody's panicking or anything, but we do got to make our corrections.
On that note, how do you feel a two-man game between Giannis and Dame is developing so far? And do you think it needs anything other than just time to
yeah, they, I mean, just takes time. You know, they'll get to know each other. Listen, it's what, the fourth game. they play, what, two, I want to say three preseason games together. They'll figure it out. They're, you know, high IQ, intelligent players, MVP players. And I got to do better as a coach of figuring out ways. But, you know, I think we have we just have to commit to what we're doing, and it takes time, you know, like building the right habits and executing, and, you know, not just for a quarter, but for four quarters, and we get there, and we've shown that we can do it. It just takes, sometimes these things take a little time.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Adrian Griffin, head coach of the Bucks, after a wire-to-wire win for the Toronto Raptors, 130-111, our final score tonight. In Toronto, the Raptors take this one. They improved to 2-3 on the season. Bucks are now 2-2. They head home for their first game in the play-in tournament Friday night against the New York Knicks. We'll take a look at that matchup and run through the rest of the numbers next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and we'll do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro. Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything.